But we're running a race, Father, to know that you are coming again. You said in your word, Lord, that I'm going to prepare a place for you. My children, hold on. Because when it's ready, the Father knows, and he's going to send me back. And Father, we are awaiting your sending. We are awaiting because we know that your heart and the Father's heart burns with love for us. It burns, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you would ignite a burning in our hearts for you today as well. That we will look forward to the day of your coming, Father, with anxiousness and with love and with freedom and with joy and with peace and all the things, Father, that we will not be afraid. And I gladly say, Father, we're here because we love you. We're seated here and we stand here, Father, and we praise and we worship you because we love you. But most of all, we can love you because you loved us first. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's sit and see where we're going to. I don't know where we're going to now. To work out of this is quite difficult. Hey, gaan probeer. Thank you, worship team. Well, welkom allemaal. It's nice to be here, isn't it? Wasn't this worship excellent? Sherman and Stacy, welcome. Durbanvillers. Yeah, Durbanville. They're in the outreach. Sorry, we're not going to do any Afrikaans for you, so you can't pick up your Afrikaans today. Right. Yeah, I don't know where from this worship where to go to. I prepared a preach. And then Shelley was there yesterday with us. And as she sat there, and I just went through her house hunting. Because that's what she's been doing, is hunting for a house. And God just dropped on my... I had a preach previously done, and he just dropped on my heart is house hunting. Wie van julle het al, what is house hunting in Afrikaans? Huis soek. Almal van ons het al 'n huis, of die van ons wat huise het. Ek meen, jy trek nie net in 'n huis in nie, is ek reg? Of die, baie van ons het ons huise laat bou, maar ons trek ook nie net in die gebou in nie. Ons sê nie vir Gerrit, gaan bou 'n plek en dan hoop ons huis reg as ons daar instap nie. Ons is heeltyd besig om te ondersoek hoe lyk die huis, is ek reg? En die vrouens laat nie hulle mans alleen huis soek nie. Nee, want hierdie huis moet ons nou volgens haar standaard ook wees, is ek reg? So we are always, in, when we go and look for a house, we don't just buy a house, we go house hunting. Am I right? And God has given us a house. Because Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And who of you know how that house looks like? Wie van ons weet hoe lyk daai huis? There's a book called What Heaven and A Day in Heaven, or what's that book name? Heaven is real, or heaven is a werklikheid, of wat so iets. As ek goed. Alwin behoort die goed te ken, want sy lees baie boeke. Sy is heel dag op haar phone, en sê ek, what are you doing? No, I'm just reading a book. It's on this little bip app van haar. So sy is heeldag besig om boeke te lees. Maar Hemelse werklikheid, dink ek is die boek se naam in Afrikaans, as ek daar nie so ding nie. And what happens is when you read these books, they all see the gold and all see the golden layers of the road and the beauty of everything. En hulle beskryf vir jou die mooiheid van 'n huis. Hoe beautiful dit is, hoe mooi dit is, hoe goud dit is en al daai goed. And they're working on our emotions. And sometimes we do house hunting, and when you see the house, it's beautiful from outside. It is a house that you would just say, this is my dream house. Dit is so mooi ontwerp en so, dit vertoon so baie mooi. But when you walk into this house, you suddenly just get this feeling, this is not for me. This house might be clinical, this house might be, hasn't got all the rooms you want, the flow in the house is not right, but from outside this house looks like a $1 million house. But when you walk into it, this is not for me. And it's as if God wants us to get a glimpse in what is going on in his house. Because we can sing all these songs, we can pray to God, we can see the hope in God, we can have all these things. But he's prepared a house for us. And do we know who is in that house? What is it that we're going to one day? Because are we sure that the house that he's prepared for us is for us? And I'm going to go through Revelation 4 and Revelation 5. En ek gaan vers vir vers doen. Kom ons kyk hoe ver kom ons. Ek weet nie of ons gaan ver kom nie. Maar ek wil die huis van die Here vir julle wys. But the most important thing is I want to stand still at the occupier of that home. Who is in that home? Because we are invited to the throne room of God when we worship. We are invited to the throne room of God when we pray. But do we know? Do we understand the throne room of God? Do we know how it looks inside? So I want to give you a picture. And God is giving us that picture in Revelation 4 and Revelation 5. We can have a picture of the throne room of God, how our home will look one day. We can. Stephen, when he was stoned and he looked up and a window opened in heaven, and what did he see? What did he see? Did he see golden streets, flashlights? What did he see? He saw Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. That's our home. Jesus Christ at the right hand of our Father. So it's going to put it. Oh, my ear is for now. Okay, it's going to be in Afrikaans on the screen, en ek gaan in Engels vir ons lees, en ek gaan hier en daar, gaan ek stil staan, maar ek wil eers met deur die ding lees. As ons niks so mooi is om deur die woord te lees nie, is ek reg? Dit is eintlik wat ons moet doen. Ons moet eintlik hier staan en deur die woord lees. Want dis die woord van die Here, dis die waarheid. Dis nie my gedagtes nie, dis nie ek wat die ding wil opmaak nie. So let's look, or let's read. Now we remember that Revelation 1 and 2 is all about the churches, and 3 touches on it as well. And then suddenly it's as if we come into Revelation 4, and it's at a place where we come into a place where God says to us, these things are gone, I want to show you what is coming. And it starts in Revelation 4, what is coming. And I'm going to call this thing house hunting. So die hooftitel van hierdie ding is, ek weet nie wat in Afrikaans is nie, house hunting. Wat is dit in Afrikaans? Huis soek. Dit maak so. So let's look. Then, so we know that John has been taken up into heaven, and he's got this vision while he's on the island of Patmos, and he's got this vision of the throne in heaven. Verse 1. After this, I looked. Revelation from the beginning is this whole thing about look, behold. Look, behold, see. So as God is telling us, as God is saying to us, look. Maak seker. Kyk. Moenie blindelings net volg nie. Look what is going on. See what is going on. Behold what is going on. And behold a door standing open in heaven. So God invites us now into his throne room. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet. Why a trumpet? The trumpet is a war trumpet. We're ending the end times. God is starting to warn us. Said, come up here. And I will show you what must take place after this. Now I'm not going into the wars and the raptures and stuff. I want to stand still in Revelation 5. At once I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven. A throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. There is someone on that throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of crystalline sparkle. Wat sê dit in Afrikaans? Opaal en ek nog nooit daai woord gehoor in my lewe nie. It must be sardius or something, but I don't know. But jylle Afrikaans volg my, nee. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of emerald. Is it not beautiful? That there's life around the throne. There's life in heaven. It's not this dull place. But I haven't read about gold. I haven't read about all this. Because jasper in those days were... It's got the shine, it's like a diamond, if I'm right. It's got the shine of a diamond. And the fiery redness of carnelian or sardius. So it's the sparkle with red. Beautiful. Just picture yourself. Just allow yourself now to picture. Allow yourself, your mind to go. And look at the colors. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garment, with golden crowns on their heads. And from the throne came flashes of lightning, and rumbling sounds and peals, as repeated sounds of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. I'll come back to the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature, like a lion. The lion represents what? Strength and courage. And the second living creature, like an ox. What does the ox represent in the Bible? work, service, dedication. And the third living creature with the face of a man. What does that represent to us? Humanity and caring is a vlieg. And the fourth living creature, like an eagle in flight. What does the eagle represent? Vision, awareness of immediate and future environments. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. What does the eyes represent? Ons kyk, né? Looks. It sees everything. And day and night never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, the eternal God." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on a throne, who lives forever and ever, everlasting, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created." Have you got a picture? Have you got a picture of the holiness of God sitting on a throne? 24 elders seated around Him in this beautiful red and sparkle. And angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy are You, God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come, the beginning, the now, and the everlasting." That is our throne room. That is the place that God invites us that believe in Him to come with freedom into that place. Together with the 24 elders and the angels, where they sing, "Holy, holy, holy are You." You see, we are so indoctrinated by just prayer and worship that we come in prayer and worship. We come in prayer and worship. But have we got that picture of who He really is? That is the God that we pray to. That is the God that we worship. That is the God that loves us with everything, that He gave His only Son out of love. Do you have that picture? Hold on to that picture, because that's our home one day. That's the place when Jesus said, "I'm coming again to take you home." That will be the throne room of God, where we will be worshiping the Almighty God day and night. But something has to happen for us to be able to one day meet Him in heaven. And then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. So there God is sitting. He's seated on the throne. And a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Picture it. He's sitting with a scroll written on both sides, sealed with 7 seals. In the old days, they used scrolls to write on. It was either papyrus or it was sheepskin. And these things were about 15 feet in length. Now, feel it's a foot. 30 centimeters. So, biggie meters, 45 centimeters, 50 centimeters. And it was sewn together, written on both sides. So, in the Roman times, when you did your will, when you wrote your will out, it was written on this sheepskin or on this print, and it was written on both sides. What was the reason for it? That nothing can be added. Nothing can be added to it. And then it had to be sealed with 7 seals. So God is speaking to the Hebrew nation. We've got to understand it. Why is this in 7 seals? And then, not anyone could open or break the seal of that will. It had to be someone that is qualified to open it. So, Pieter kon nie net Anna's testament oopmaak nie. As hy nie haar man was nie, as hy nie gekwalifiseer is. So ek kon nie net gaan in Anna se testament oopmaak daai tye nie. It had to be someone qualified, either an attorney of those days or the husband self. So this scroll reveals God's will. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy?" Who is qualified to open the scroll and break its seals? Who is worthy? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And then John said, and I began to weep loudly. Because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And I believe that John started crying because if there was no one worthy to open that scroll, God's future plan could not come and start. God needed someone worthy to open that scroll. Otherwise, his future plan could not start. But one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, see, look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Who's the Lion of the tribe of Judah? In Genesis 49, 8 to 10. "Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise." It won't be there, nay. I haven't given it to you. "Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies." Now this is the blessing that Jacob gave his sons. He gave each son a blessing. And when he came to Judah, he gave this blessing to him. Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Think to Jesus. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah. Judah is the lion. In Hebrews 7:14 it says, Jesus is from the tribe of Judah, strong and majestic, ruling as a king. So we carry on with 5 then. And one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, see, look, the lion of the tribe of Judah. So Jesus comes from Judah, the root of David. The root of David. What's the root of Jesus? Picked up from David. Am I right? Isaiah 11:1-10 says, Jesus from the seed of David. Matthew 22:41-46, where Jesus is greater than his father David. And Luke 1:32-33, Jesus will sit on David's throne in the new kingdom. So Jesus comes from Judah, the line of Judah, out of the root from David. He conquered so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seas. He conquered so that he can open the scroll and the 7 seas. So what does it say? Jesus, the Lion of Judah, conquered, and he is the one worthy to open the seal. Am I right? So here's John looking, and what does he see? And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing. Not a lion. I saw a lamb standing. Not the strong lion that's worthy to open the seal, but I saw a lamb. In 1 John 1:29, when Jesus walks past, he says, look, the Lamb of God. Acts 8:32-33 says, like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Justice denied. Who will describe his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? First Peter 1:18-19 says, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but we were actually purchased with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish, the priceless blood of Christ. Who is worthy? I saw a lamb, not a lion, as though it had been slain. Scars from his crucifixion are still there. With 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. John looks and he's expecting to see this lion, the strong one. And then he sees the slain lamb, the one whose blood was given for me and for you. He is worthy to take this crown. He is the one that was slain. And he's still in heaven with the marks of the crucifixion. The lamb. A lamb with seven horns. What does the horns represent? Omnipotent. Almachtig. Unlimited power. In 1 Samuel 2:10 it says, the adversaries, the opponents of the Lord will be broken to pieces. He will thunder against them in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and will exalt the horn, the strength of his anointed. Psalm 132:17 says, there I will make the horn, the strength of David, grow. Who's out of the root of David? Jesus. I have prepared a lamb for my anointed. The eyes represents omniscience, alwetend, alsiendend, seeing and knowing everything. So he's got seven horns, the power. He's got seven eyes, seeing, knowing everything. 2 Chronicles 69 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord is upon the just and his ears unto their prayers. Are you still following me? The seven spirits, the omnipresence, the alomteenwoordige. The seven spirits of God, what are they? Wisdom. Understanding. So it's the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of godliness, and fear of the Lord. Those are the seven spirits. In Isaiah 11:2, that's where you'll find them. In verse 7, and he went and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Our prayers, our worship gets caught up in bowls for that day when Jesus Christ takes the scroll. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures that was around the throne, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one of them holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, the aroma, which are the prayers of the saints. Psalm 141:2 says, let my prayer be counted as an incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. Revelation 8:3-4 says, and another angel came and stood at the altar. He had a golden censer and much incense was given to him, so that he might add to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar in front of the throne. And the smoke and the fragrant aroma of the incense, that's our prayers, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hands. That's when God says, come into my throne room, when you worship and when you pray. I've got a bowl that accepts all the prayers and the worship of the saints. He holds it. He keeps it. It's an aroma to him. Our prayers do not just go away. Our prayers are not just drifting in the air. Our prayers get caught up in the bowls. And they sang a new song, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and your blood, and by your blood, you have redeemed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nations. In Afrikaans, it is in English, it is worthy. In Afrikaans, is it heilig? Waardig. Okay. It's amper dieselfde. I don't know what it's called in Shona. What's it called? What's it called in Khoza? Say it loud. You see, in heaven, it's not just going to be worthy, worthy, worthy. It gaan wees. Who's English here? Right, say worthy. English, say worthy. Afrikaans, say? So, say, carry on with worthy, worthy. Carry on with?
Upageme, upageme.
What is yours?
Mutsene, mutsene.
Going to be all nation, all tribe, together, praising and worshiping God. That's what the house is going to be one day, man. That's where we are on our way to. Fight for it. Do house, not our sitting. We're going to do our sitting there. Make sure that you do house hunting, that you hunt for the right house. Not the one with the golden stairs up into the front door, but with a room full of life, full of love, full of peace. When you walk into it, you will hear the words, worthy, worthy, worthy. What's the other one? Waardig, waardig, waardig. What's the other one? Shout it out. That's what we're going to hear in heaven. Because he was worthy that gave his life to take that scroll so that we together can honor and be with him. Every tribe, every language, every people and nations. Yeah, there's going to be Chinese. There's going to be Koreans. Yes, there's going to be Americans as well. And you have made them a kingdom of priests. What are we? What are we? 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. I haven't given it to you, but you are a chosen race. You, us. We are a chosen race. A royal priesthood. A consecrated nation. People for God's own possessions. So that you may proclaim the excellencies. It's the wonderful deeds and the virtues and the perfection of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And we shall reign on this earth. That is why he is worthy. He's the one that was slain. Hold on, I'm nearly finished. But house hunting takes quite a while when your wife is with you. And then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads. Ek weet nie wat sê dit daar nie. Daar was duisende der duisende, miljoene der miljoene. Nou, as jy 1 miljoen vat, maal 1 miljoen vat, dan gaan jy 'n klomp 100 miljoen mense kry. Just think to yourself, looking, there was myriads of people praising and worshiping. And we're part of it. We are part of it. Ek weet nie of jy al 100 miljoen mense by mekaar gesien het nie, maar ek het nog nie. But that day we're going to. So dan moet jy nie eens by wees. Saying with a loud voice. So, picture this. I watched Passion the portion of Passion the other day where they just sang this one song where it just went on and on and on. I think it was Worthy, Worthy, Worthy and it's how many people? 60,000, 70,000? Dis wanneer Loftus Versveld vol is met die bulle en die WP en die bulle sê, they won't say worthy, but they'll shout. Of WP skree, WP, WP, 60,000 mense. Here is 100 million people plus. Just think about it. 100 million people plus saying, with a loud voice, not with a soft voice, with a loud voice, saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom and might, honor, glory, and blessing. 100 million people singing that loudly, loudly. And I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, that might be the worms, and in the sea, and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. That is our home. That is the throne room that we can enter freely. Beautiful. So what do we take away from all this? God is active. God is on the throne. He's not asleep or on vacation. God is aware of what is going on this world. We are not alone. There are sometimes times that we think, what's going on? I feel so lonely. God is aware we're not alone. The lightning and the thunder depicts God in action. And then see the Lord in his splendor. See him when we come into worship. See him when we pray. See him sitting on the throne. Seeing Jesus Christ with him. Seeing hundreds and hundreds of millions of people worshiping, knowing that our worship and our prayers are caught up in a bowl of, and it's an incense and an aroma to him. We're not just doing this because we're doing it. We're doing it because he loves us. We're doing it because we love him. And we know that he's alive and he's coming back. That is who he is. Isaiah 66:1-2 says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my throne. is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that? Could you build me such a resting place? My hands have made both heaven and earth. They and everything in them are mine. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my word. Draw into him. Come into that throne room. Come into it. You got a song. Agios, agios, agios. Just ponder on it. Just sit there where you now and just think about the throne room. Let God open your spiritual eye and let you see what Stephen saw when the window opened into heaven. And God has given us through Revelation 5 and 4 a glimpse of the one that was slain, not the lion. The lion is coming back to conquer, but the one that was slain is the one that gave his blood, so that we through him, in repentance, in accepting him as our Savior, in accepting him as the Son of God, accepting him as the one that died on the cross for our sins and took everything onto his shoulder. Every sin that we've taken, every sin that we're still going to do, if we come into repentance, if the throne room, the door to that throne room is open for us. If we come in humbleness, if you come in prayer and we come in worship, and together with millions and millions, the 24 elders and the creatures, and we join them in holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. The one that is, the one that was, and the one that's coming. And we bow down and we take the crowns, our self-idolization and all these things that we carry, and we throw it away and we come naked before him. Naked. God, here I am. Here I am. I have nothing. I carry nothing. I can't carry anything into your throne room except my heart that is drawn towards you in humbleness and in love for what your Son has done for me on that cross, that you have given him your only begotten Son, the one that is now standing with the scars next to you, the one that takes the scroll because he's worthy, the one that is worthy to open the seals the one that wept and said, let this cup pass me by. And I believe, Father, that the cup that passed, that he had to pass by, was not just the cup of the cross, but it's also this cup of opening the scroll, breaking the seals for what is to come. But we stand in front of you, an all God, a loving God, whose eyes are flowing through this earth looking for his children, adopted through Jesus Christ. Come, let's worship him. Let's open our eyes and our spiritual eyes with one song towards him. With one song. Give ourselves and walk freely into that throne room. Let's stand.
Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before. Let's sing our God. Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Singing worthy, worthy. Singing worthy, worthy. Singing worthy, worthy. Singing worthy, singing worthy, singing worthy, singing worthy, worthy, singing worthy, singing worthy, singing worthy, singing, sing, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever, amen. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever, amen. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen.
Yeah, and then I was just, while Tom was spreading the word, really placed in my heart that in John 3, verse 3 to 5, Jesus answered him, this is Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in 5, Nicodemus then asked him, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit,